Michigan school children are finally basking in their summer vacation, but these days are less carefree for kids who are not getting enough to eat. A new report from the D.C.-based Food Research and Action Center finds that in July of 2015, more than 484,000 eligible Michigan students did not access summer meal programs. In 2015, Michigan ranked 35th in the nation in terms of its participation in summer nutrition programs. That's down 4 spots from 2014. Data for this year will be collected next month. The Michigan League for Public Policy says the drop-off is alarming. Joining me now to talk about children's access to summer meal programs is the league's communications director, Alex Rossman. Alex, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
We just mentioned the headline of this report. Almost 500,000 Michigan children who are eligible to receive meals in the summer are not getting them. Can we point to particular reasons why this is happening?
Well, I think there's a variety of reasons involved, everything from the local level and whether there is enough outreach and awareness on these programs that these children and families are aware of these summer programs, of these locations and where they're at. Also, there are kind of a drop-off in summer sites that are available. There are some school districts that provide the free and reduced lunch, but in the summers, there's just no facility that provides those. Also, kind of the personal logistical challenges of transportation, getting a child to these sites. One of the upsides of the school year program is that those kids are already there in school, and so those meals are right where they are already and don't need separate assistance getting there. And then at the state level, also, again, kind of the promotion effort. I'm sure department officials would say they could use more state funding in that regard. And then there are also federal pieces of legislation that fund this program and would also affect how many kids are aware of it. You know, so that's the interesting thing about the statistic is that it seems to be pretty heavily an awareness issue. There are all these kids that are eligible. It's not necessarily a question of eligibility. It's more what is the reason they're not aware of this and taking advantage of it. And we want to look at that.
I'm thinking of a data point that always gets mentioned in the unemployment statistics, and that's the labor participation rate. It's like some number of people drop out. They don't connect with jobs, even when there are jobs. It's a similar dynamic. It just crosses my mind here. Everybody's routines change in the summertime, though, too. I mean, families can be turned upside down by the summer. Is that an issue?
Right. I think that there is some legitimate drop off for different reasons. That again, because the kids are in school already, it's very easy for them to participate in their those programs. But as you say, summers are very different for families and working parents in particular, and how to manage those children no longer being in school. They might stay with a relative in a different area. They might have different childcare or daycare. So I think there is some likely drop off, but the fact that 7 out of 8 kids that are eligible are not participating seems to be a little more dramatic than just variations on summer activities.
There is one particularly bothersome quote in your news release about this study. It looks at the period from July 2014 to July 2015. It says, quote, "At the same time that Michigan summer food participation rates declined, the number of summer food service program sponsors and sites both increased." So just to be clear, more people are offering food in more places, but fewer kids are actually taking part. Is that correct?
Right. And that's one of the things in looking at the report. Again, this was a national report that compiles this information for each state. So then at the Michigan League for Public Policy, we went in and looked at the Michigan specific data. And that was one of the things that I found very surprising, that there are actually more food program sponsors and more sites available. So it seems like that would translate to participation, but that is not necessarily the case. And actually, the trajectories are opposite. And so, again, wanting to figure out why that is, that it's, again, not an availability and access issue. It seems to be an awareness and outreach issue.
We are talking today about seeing to the nutritional needs of children in the summer when school is out. A new report shows just 1 in 8 Michigan children who are eligible for free and reduced lunches during the school year are actually accessing meals in the summer. Alex Rossman's our guest. He's communications director for the Michigan League for Public Policy. Now, our Kevin Lavery went out yesterday, and he visited a site where food is being distributed. It was actually this morning. I think it will shed some light here on what we're talking about. Let's listen to that now.
This is just where we are dry packing and getting things ready for anybody who has a snack program going on during the summer. My packers and my production site all start about 5:30 in the morning, getting deliveries and setting up packages of food that will be sent out to the locations serving summer meals.
How long does this program take place in the summer?
We actually have started off on Monday with about 19 sites. June 20th, we kick off to the entire city. We have just over 50 sites. The nice thing about the summer meals program to help get communication out to the community is they can text 211 and it will automatically let them know the closest location to where they are, where there are potential meals being served for breakfast and lunch throughout the city.
A national report just came out this week that breaks this down state by state and found that as of last year, July of 2015, almost 500,000 students in Michigan who were eligible for free and reduced lunch during the regular school year and could have accessed the summer meal program didn't. That's alarming some people who say some kids are not getting the nutrition that they really need. They're missing out in some way. Any thoughts on why that might be happening or your perspective on that?
It is very concerning that students and children don't know that there are sites available throughout Michigan to get summer meals. And what we've done is we've collaborated with the city, No Child Hungry, and any local businesses. We've met monthly to try and communicate and work together to making sure that we can cover the city to ensure that there's several places for children to get meals. And that's how we've grown from 36 sites last year to just over 50.
That was Jody Taratuta, who works for Sodexo. That's a food service company that operates in the Lansing Food District. Just for her perspective here on this larger issue that we're discussing with Alex Rossman of the Michigan League for Public Policy, we're finding that thousands of kids who are eligible for summer food assistance here in Michigan do not participate in those programs. So we need to connect the two here, according to Alex. Your organization, Alex, the Michigan League for Public Policy, has studied poverty in many forms, and I take it that is at the root of this issue. To what extent is poverty the root of this issue?
I think it translates very directly that you look at the number of kids that are eligible during the school year for the free or reduced price lunch, and that eligibility is strictly based on their family's income in relation to the federal poverty level. 50% of Michigan kids during the school year are eligible for that. So 50% of Michigan children are considered low income enough to be eligible for those meals. We put out a data book each year on Michigan child well-being. We found that child poverty, about 1 in 4 kids is living in poverty currently. About 16% of families are struggling to put food on the table, very literally. And so poverty is a big fact of that. The fact that 500,000 kids are in an income area where they're eligible for these summer meals, that number's too high, you know, and that is in direct relation to poverty. And you mentioned the unemployment numbers, and that's one of those things that has been kind of a smokescreen for some of these economic struggles for families, that unemployment is down. But like you mentioned, it's because perhaps people aren't participating in the workforce as much. People are taking lower-paying jobs or part-time work. And so the economic recovery is really stratified in Michigan, that some people are feeling it, but a lot of people are not. That while our unemployment is going down, lots of other data on poverty is still going up or staying the same. And so we need to look at that in a broader context. You know, this report highlights the need to address the summer meal access, but it also, for us, really further clarifies the need to address poverty in a much grander scale.
And so just to be clear, eligibility for these summer nutrition programs, that's a measurement of family income.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Now, there are some areas where if an entire community, if more than 50% of a community is below the poverty level, then that entire community has access to it. So not every single child is eligible based on individual income, but it is either family income or community income.
Interesting. Interesting dynamic there. When we see statistics like this, there's a drop-off of nearly a half million kids who could be getting meals in the summertime but are not. We often hear the phrase wake-up call. Is this a wake-up call in your view?
Certainly. Again, as we got this national report and started looking at it, it was very eye-opening to me to see such a dramatic number, to see half a million children that are eligible for these meals that aren't getting them.
Who is it a wake-up call for?
Hopefully everyone that's involved with this process, from the local sites that are providing these meals, what they can do more to provide outreach, the Michigan Department of Education that handles the summer meal program, what they can do to promote it better, state legislators with their funding, and then national legislators as well. There's currently child nutrition reauthorization legislation in Washington that's being debated, and it's surprisingly controversial over how much it gets funded and how it's funded. It currently is being debated whether it continues to be based on need and kind of the number of kids participating, or whether it becomes a static number. And so that's something we're working on. We've contacted Congressman Wahlberg and Congressman Bishop to try and get them to keep that that funding based on the amount of participation, so that that doesn't become a static number, that it stays fluid with need and participation.
Alex Rossman is the communications director for the Michigan League for Public Policy here in Lansing. We've been talking about a new report that indicates a rise in the number of Michigan children who are eligible for summer meal programs but are not accessing them. The reports by the Food Research and Action Center. Will post that report to our website, wkar.org. Alex, thank you for being here today.
Thank you very much.